Hey, there you go. All right. An Ohio woman attempted to rush her daughter, who was in labor, to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Says here at 4 a.m. in the morning.
4 a.m. in the morning,
which is
always good. Yeah. Donna Richmond clocked it doing 90 miles an hour. And her plan was thwarted as police officers stopped her for speeding. When the officer approached the car, Ms. Richmond called out from the back seat, "I'm in labor!"
Grabbed the cop. Yeah. "Did you do this to me?"
Thankfully, the officer let him off with a warning. But it was too late. Not long thereafter. No drugs, no doctor. New baby brought into the world in the back seat of Mama's Hyundai. What if they're going to call it Hyundai? You going to be called Sonata? Call her Sonata. Jay Sakal here this morning from the city of College Station.
Howdy.
How are you today?
Mighty fine.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not going to have to buy any rain today. We got some water.
No, we got that taken care of.
That's a good thing. And how are those ducks doing over there? When was the last time you went to see the ducks?
The ducks.
Aren't there some ducks there in front of the police station?
Oh, I haven't been over there in a little while.
Yeah.
The last time I was there,
yeah.
I had to scooch a duck right away from the front door so I could get in.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Duck scooching.
Guarding the door. It's just
right in front of the PD.
Yeah.
Duck scooching at the PD.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We got to make something out of that.
Yeah.
That's for sure. So, you have something going on today?
I don't know. Do we?
I don't know.
Well, this just became the most worthless radio segment ever.
I brought a guest.
You did bring a guest.
Yeah.
Cindy Gaudritis from your College Station Fire Department, Citizen Fire Academy.
Well, and the other Cindy, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Good, good. Good to have you back in here again. Going to watch the big game this weekend?
No, I wasn't planning.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
Is that terrible?
No, it's okay. No, there are people who don't. And in fact, I still have to go do my due diligence on that. Is we're going to give people a list of other television shows that start at 5 o'clock in the afternoon on Sunday.
That's the best time to shop.
Yeah, well, that too. If you want to do that, then what I'll do is we'll just have Jay play the game. It's Jethro Trivia. It's our pop culture and recent current events quiz. It's multiple choice.
Good.
It'll be A, B, C, or D, and you can answer the same as Tom does or Chase. Tom will answer first today, then Chase, and then you. Okay. Our question, of course, would be Super Bowl trivia. That's the reason that we're not going to have Cindy take part. The Super Bowl wasn't called the Super Bowl in the beginning. When did the league finally officially begin calling it the Super Bowl? Was it Super Bowl II?
No.
Super Bowl
I'm sorry, I'm talking to myself here. Yes.
But you're talking into a microphone to yourself.
Yes, I know. Apparently
we could cast that one off.
I get to answer first, so it doesn't matter if I scribble in my head here. Go ahead.
Head scribbling.
Okay. Go ahead. Was it Super Bowl II? Maybe.
You didn't hear about lunch at the Turbyville's this morning, did you?
No, I didn't.
Okay.
We can't start again or we'll lose Chase for another 10
minutes. All right.
And maybe me, too. Uh-huh. Anyway, B is Super Bowl IV, C is Super Bowl III, and D is when John Madden gorged himself on soup. We could probably throw that one out. So is it A, B, C, or D, Tom?
Well, it was Super Bowl III or IV.
We have to have one.
I have to have one.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Super Bowl III, whichever one that was.
Super Bowl III, that'd be answer C.
Okay.
Chase, you've, of course, had time to Google this.
That's not right.
Yeah. Chase? Yeah. We lost Chase.
Chase
went away. Then you can jump right in.
I'm agreeing with Tom. I'm saying
Super Bowl
III. Letter C.
It is at Super Bowl III.
Mm-hmm.
When Joe Namath and the New York Jets defeated the Baltimore Colts 16-7 in one of the most spectacular upsets in sports history. Before that, it was simply called the championship game.
So, right.
There you are. All right.
Green Bay won both, right?
Okay, yeah, I guess so. Yeah. All right, so what do we got going on?
Well, Citizen Fire Academy, a few slots still open, and Cindy Gaudritis will tell you all about it.
Great. Cindy, tell us about this Citizens Fire Academy, would you?
Citizens Fire Academy is a great way to come learn about the fire department, learn some valuable skills in the workplace or at home, like CPR, first aid, fire extinguisher training. But then you can also watch or participate in some of the firefighter activities, firefighter and EMS. EMS activities. We let people go up on the ladder. We let people go to the fire school three different times and do activities out there. So if you've never gone out to the Brighton Fire Training School, it's a great opportunity to get to visit there, do some hands-on activities. And we also go to all five fire stations.
Now, and the other thing, I guess people will probably have a new appreciation for just the kind of credentials that firefighters have to have these days.
I think so. I came into the fire service with no background in what it required, and I'm amazed at how much training has to go in, both on a basis before you can be hired, but also every month there are required hours of EMS and firefighter training that we are always doing around the clock while they're not responding to the emergency. So it's pretty amazing, and your earlier story has highlighted those kind of situations where don't forget to call 911 because we can get you there faster than you can do it on your own.
Absolutely. So that's what you basically cover. What's the format of the academy?
The format is we meet at 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. on Monday nights beginning February 20th. We finish in the middle of May and then offer those complimentary first aid and CPR classes for those who want them. And the format is you come in, you listen to a little bit of information, and then we also provide hands-on demonstrations that people can participate in.
About how big is the class?
We like about 24 people.
Mm-hmm. And again, since that's a limited number, you have to make a commitment. You need to be there for most all the meetings. We understand you might not make all of them, but the idea is to be there for most of them.
We don't meet during spring break, and people can miss classes because we understand people, you know, need to take some time off. So, but you know, we need everybody to be over 18 years old and to live or work in the Brazos Valley.
Okay.
You don't have just to be a College Station resident.
Okay, and again, the start date is?
February 20th.
All right, and if they want some more information?
Please go to www.cstx.gov/CFA, or you can call 764-3712, mm-hmm. and we'll send you an application.
Sounds good. Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
All right, what else you got?
Time to sign up for boards, committees, and commissions in College Station. We have 10 committees, 39 positions are open. The City Council will consider an open session, the appointments on July 12th, but the deadline to apply for these is June 29th. But we do need people to be part of this process. These advisory boards, committees, and commissions are extremely important in helping shape the future of College Station. So if you're interested in finding out more or applying, go to cstx.gov/boards and committees, and you'll have all the information right there.
Okay. And despite the rumors that you've heard, if you want to be on the appearance committee, there's not a dress code, right?
Thank you for clarifying.
All right. It's 821. We visit with folks from College Station on Fridays on News Talk 1620 WTAW.